The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joel Pollack is here. He is a senior editor at large at Breitbart. You can check him out, Breitbart.com, and give him a follow at Joel Pollack. He's one of our answer experts. Joel, good morning to you.
Good morning. That is really good music. If you're driving, just remember to keep both your hands on the wheel.
That's right. You don't want to. Safety first.
Yeah. How did that Duran become Duran. Joel's music, by the way?
Because he's a Duran Duran fanatic. Hello. Oh.
I love Duran Duran. It's just the happiest, peppiest music. Even their sad ballads are all songs about a wonderful time that we had last night together and that we're going to have again later on today. It's just wonderful music.
I would think that Joel is a lot younger than I am, and Duran Duran reminds me of junior high. That was my
really
83, right?
Joel's what is it, Joel? Much younger
82,
than you are.
Something like that, 80, 81, 82.
Well, here's what happened. Duran Duran had their peak in the 80s, and then they had a comeback in the early 90s with a couple of hits. And so I was too young to really enjoy them. I knew all the songs, but I was 5 or 6 years old in the mid-80s. But by the time they came around in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, I was a junior in high school. And I took my friends to the Duran Duran concert at Northwestern University. And it was one of the greatest shows I'd ever seen in my entire life. And it was just awesome. I mean, 80s nostalgia was never better than in the early 90s when they were still young enough to really play and rock out. And that just stayed with me. So the 1980s never left. And by the way, on a more serious note, slightly more serious, I explained to my wife, who was born in 1987, that what the Trump years felt like in around 2018, 2019 is what I remember the 80s feeling like as a kid. The country was rocking and rolling. And I think that's what people want to get back to.
Yeah.
And when people say the economy is bad or they don't believe we're on the right track, they're not talking about a specific statistic. They're talking about a feeling. It shouldn't be that the Duran Duran music in my intro is so different to everything else you're experiencing in your day. But that's where we are.
I think you're right. It kind of remember, it just brings you back to a time that was like better than the times that we're living through in many ways, not in all ways, of course. But I guess that's probably where we should jump in, because I always love to look at Breitbart. I tell everybody to go to Breitbart.com every day. Now, this is not your story, but it does catch the attention with those great headlines that Senator Raphael Warnock, Joel, said that we can only defeat Hamas with the power of love. Now, if you read into the story, you see that he said we need to disrupt Hamas's mindset. Both sides love their kids, yada, yada. What's going on here between that and the UN Security Council, the U.S. abstaining from a vote there? I mean, there is such a shift on the left to just like Looney Tunesville. What's happening?
Well, he's right. You can only defeat Hamas with the power of love. And it's because they love their kids that Israeli moms and dads are going to the front, are leaving their jobs behind, leaving their families behind, and going to war so that their kids will not have to suffer the fear of terrorism from Hamas. And it's about time that Palestinians, both in the region and abroad, decided that they have a love for their kids that is just as strong, which means they have to stand up to Hamas. They have to stand up to this extremism. They need a better future. They need to fight for a better future and not a better past. So I think he's right. What maybe I suspect he left out of that statement is that sometimes love means doing what you have to do to defend your family, and sometimes that means eliminating the people who hate you. And that's what Israel is doing in Gaza. You know, I did a story this morning. I was on a press conference with the Israeli government spokesman. Israel had to go back to Shifa Hospital in Gaza because Hamas restarted operations there. Wow. And Israel killed 170 terrorists and they arrested 500. And there was not one civilian casualty. There was not one doctor, patient, nurse, orderly, staff member who was harmed in any way at the hospital while Israel was carefully going after the terrorists, killing 170 of them. That's love. That's when you go there to fight the people who are trying to kill your family, but you take care of the people who are most vulnerable. So I think Warnock is right. Love is the answer. I don't know that Democrats quite understand the fullness of what love means. Love means standing up for the people you love, and you shouldn't have to apologize for caring about those people more than other people. We don't have to apologize for caring about Americans more than migrants who are coming across our border. Love means loving the people closest to you the most, because that's what love means. You can't love the entire world, otherwise you love nobody.
Well, this comes on the heels of the U.S. abstaining on a ceasefire vote, which really is like turning your back on Israel, if anything was. What do you make of that vote?
That vote was the second craziest thing to happen in Biden administration foreign policy this week. The United States changed its policy. Basically, the U.S. abstained, allowing this awful resolution backed by Russia and China to pass, which delinked a ceasefire from a hostage deal, basically adopting the Hamas position that the war has to end before they give up their hostages. Previously, last week, the U.S. was still saying, no, you're only going to get a ceasefire if you release the hostages. The U.S. backtracked on that. Now they're trying to claim they didn't, but everybody can see they did. That's why Hamas is celebrating, Russia is celebrating, China is celebrating, Iran is celebrating, South Africa is celebrating. All the people who hate Israel are celebrating this U.N. resolution that Biden allowed to pass. But it's only the second funniest or dumbest story to come out of the Biden foreign policy shop. Yesterday, this is the number one worst and funniest story. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, condemned Venezuela for not allowing the opposition candidate to run in the 2024 presidential election. I thought that was so funny.
Would you like would a dose that. Of hypocrite tea, Karine?
I mean, she said every candidate has the right to run. Well, okay.
Yeah,
you
great.
Tell that to yourself and the other people in the Democratic Party. The White House never spoke out against Democrats trying to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Now there are stories Democrats are trying to kick the third party candidates off the ballot.
Kennedy, right.
Yeah, Kennedy and Shanahan. Shanahan's on the left, by the way, his new vice presidential pick. So the Biden people are very worried. They're going to do everything they can to boot all the other candidates off the ballot, but they're going to condemn Venezuela for doing the same thing.
This is what I was talking about with Grant yesterday when it comes to Kennedy, because, you know, he says, well, who cares? Shanahan, who cares? This lady is very far left. She donated to George Gascon's campaign hundreds of thousands of dollars. She is way out there. And I actually think this is great news if you're a Trump supporter and want to see him back in the White House, because maybe those Democrats, Joel, who don't like Biden's stance on Israel, we're talking about like the 100,000 in Michigan, maybe they look at someone like Kennedy because he's got this lefty now on the ticket with him. And this is an even easier way to steal, well, not steal, but strip votes
maybe
away
Kennedy
from Joe Biden.
Kennedy made a deal with Trump. I'll hire the most liberal
Truly, this is what it feels
vice
like.
President, and then, you know what, I'll take votes from Biden, then you give me a little cabinet spot.
I would not rule that out. In fact, I think it's probably likely that if Trump wins the election because Kennedy spoils it for Biden in a number of crucial states, that Kennedy will, in fact, have either a cabinet position or significant say in the policies of the Trump administration. And that's going to be very interesting to watch. Obviously, impossible
I wouldn't
to
hate
make
it.
Predictions.
Right? Yeah, I wouldn't hate it, but I think that it's not out of the realm of possibility. That's for
Put
sure.
Put him in charge of NIH.
Right? Can
yeah,
you imagine?
Speech, how about making sure there's free speech on the internet? I mean, he's a
That's
big
perfect.
Advocate of free speech.
Yeah, I think that would be perfect for him. That's a great thing. And yeah, no, I absolutely think I think people are starting to think maybe they're working together a little bit. They don't seem to take too many shots at each other.
I would just like to tell you and Joel that I think this is a great idea.
Oh, boy.
And I would be so happy.
He has a medical condition, Grant.
President Trump.
Oh, boy.
Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, no. I guess I'll have to work on my
Chaos
Amy Klobuchar or something. Joel, thanks so much for being with us. Give him a follow right now at Joel Pollack. And he's with us every week here on The Answer. Joel, thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.